thank God for the House of Praise Choir and all of you on today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Amen. Keeping us in thy keeping care. Now, Master, again, we thank you for this school session. We pray you bless the children and the parents.
Yes, Lord.
That we all work together.
Yes.
And providing a safe and learning and enjoyment environment for our children. Oh, God, we simply say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, God, we thank you for this church called House of Praise.
Yes.
And all who's assembled in this place.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for our musician on today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for my wife and my children.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for all that you have done for us, oh God.
Yes.
Now, Master, it is preaching time.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, God, that you would preach for us and preach through us.
Yes.
Because, God, we cannot do this alone.
Yes, Lord.
We need your demonstration of power in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
To go before us, oh God.
Yes.
And now, God, hide us behind thine cross.
Yes.
Where there is power.
Yes, Lord.
God, as we lift up Jesus, you lift all of us up to the place you would have us to be.
Yes.
It is simply in Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said, amen.
Amen.
Give God a hand clap of praise that loves the Lord. Amen. On today, we are in Mark's gospel. We are in the Gospel of Mark, the 6th chapter. We're not going to be before you alone. We are in the Gospel of Mark. Amen. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. And we want to look at verses 1 through 6. We find it, let us stand for the reading of God's word. Mark, the 6th chapter. Amen. We have Matthew and then Mark. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Amen. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible reads in our hearing, "And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence had this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Jose, and Judah, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them." Last verse. "And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the villages teaching." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. You may be seated in the Lord's church. Amen. For a thought on today, I simply want to talk about, don't let nobody stop you.
All right.
Don't let nobody stop you.
Yes,
amen. On today, this gospel of Mark is a unique gospel because this was John Mark. He was the son of a widow named Mary, in whose house the church in Jerusalem sometime gathered, and where Jesus ate the Last Supper with his disciples. Mark was the cousin of Barnabas, and he accompanied Barnabas and Paul back to Antioch after their relief mission to Jerusalem. And now Mark next went on with Barnabas and Paul of the first missionary journey as an assistant. But at Perga, Mark turned back. And so now John Mark is the writer, amen, of this gospel called Mark. And so now the message and the purpose of this gospel, it was a narrative about Jesus, and Mark identified this theme here in the first verse when he said Jesus is the Son of God.
Right.
And Jesus is the divine Son of God. And the major emphasis on his gospel is God announced at Jesus' baptism that he was, in fact, God's son.
Yes, Lord.
So as we look at this, my beloved brothers and sisters, on today, we certainly thank God for this Lord's Supper today as we get ready to observe the Lord's Supper. Amen. This is a day set aside where we honor what Jesus done with his body, broken, bruised body, and shed blood for the remission of our sins. And so on today, we want to talk about, as we get ready to go back to work and school, we're going to have hindrance. We're going to have people trying to step in our way. People will be trying to stop us at every hand. But I stopped by today to tell us, on my way to heaven, don't let nobody stop you from getting what the Lord would have you to be.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
So in this text here, the Bible in Mark the 6th chapter, look what it says. And he went out from thence. He went out from thence. That means he went out from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
That means he was somewhere before he went out from thence. Watch it if you will. In other words, Jesus, if you look back at that 5th chapter, And if you look at it, that 21st verse, it says, and when Jesus was passed over again by the ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Jesus had just come from the western side of the Sea of Galilee. Amen. Now, Galilee and Capernaum, my beloved brothers and sisters, were the headquarters where Jesus did most of his ministry. And so as we look back, we see that Jesus raised Jairus' daughter from the dead.
Yes.
While at the same time, he ran into the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. Are y'all still with me here?
Yes.
And then after he did that, then we find where the Bible says where Jesus, now in this sixth chapter where we are, where we're preaching from, he comes into his hometown named Nazareth. Amen. Now, he was reared in Nazareth, but he was born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem was also a poor country. He was born in a manger, in a stable, and then he finds himself being reared and raised in a poor town named Nazareth. Could anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes, Jesus did. Yes. Our Lord and Savior came out of Nazareth. Are y'all with me here? And so now, and he went out from thence, and there it is, and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. What is that saying, my beloved brothers and sisters? Jesus went back to the country of his hometown where he was raised.
All right.
Now you know and I know, everybody in our hometown will want familiar with us how we used to be before we left.
Right.
Are y'all with me here?
Yeah.
And so now Jesus, back in Mark's gospel, back in Matthew's gospel, Jesus performed all kinds of miracles.
You've been listening to the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, with Dr. Wayne Thomas and Sharisha Thomas. For correspondence, call 318-792-8565. The House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church. KAYT, Tina Alexandria, 88.1.
a brand new start. No other love I know can bring joy down in my soul. I've got the love of Jesus, yeah, down in my heart.
Won't let me back.
on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.